Now, my next guest has served as president and CEO of the more than 10,000-member Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. It promotes the interests of Florida's $111.7 billion hospitality industry, comprised of 1.5 million employees. It is the Florida state's largest industry. Please welcome to the program Carol B. Dover. Carol, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry, for having me. I appreciate you
now, Carol,
covering this issue for us.
Sure, Carol. Now, you know, every governor has handled things differently. Your governor has been criticized for not acting more promptly to shut things down. Where do things set right now with your state?
Well, I think our governor has done an outstanding job. You know, with the tourism and the restaurant and hotel industry being the economic engine of our state, this governor has been trying to thread a needle. We had over 21 counties not affected. And so he was trying to thread that needle of when do we shut everything down versus having a severe economic crisis. And I think he did an excellent job. I think his timing was good. We're still, you know, a state that's you know, not having as many issues, obviously, as, say, New York and many other states.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carol, talk to me about that. What are you hearing from your members?
It's tough out there. I mean, you know, when you represent an industry like particularly the restaurant and the hotel industry, you know, I'd say 8 out of every 10 hotel rooms in Florida are empty.
Eight out of every ten employees.
And over half, if not three quarters of them, have been furloughed and laid off. Mm-hmm. And so our members are struggling, but thank goodness we have phase three did get passed. We desperately need the phase four of the Relief Act to be passed, but some of our members are starting to receive checks, so that's a positive, but it's still very challenging out there.
Carol, talk to me about the difference in pain experienced by your larger hotel operators versus the smaller ones.
Well, Larry, pain is pain. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a large, I talked to a member of mine a couple days ago, and I mean, he was on the verge of tears. He said, I'm about to lay off 1,000 of my family members, is how he felt about it. And that obviously was a very large property, a large hotel. But they're down to like 7 employees at this hotel. And then, you know, my small members, it's kind of interesting to see in both cases, I'm seeing the owners or, say, the general managers, In the restaurant, they're the ones that are bagging the food and taking the order, the owners, and
wow,
they're taking them out to the car. And in the hotels, the GMs and the management are the ones that are making the beds and cleaning the bathrooms. So it's a very interesting time in tourism in Florida, but it's also a very challenging time.
I'm talking to Carol Dover. She is president and CEO of the 10,000-member Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. Carol, talk to me about the stimulus bill and how that's going to affect your industry and your access to capital.
Well, we desperately need to get this money flowing. Most of my members have filled out their paperwork. You know, I would encourage your listeners, if they haven't, to go to our website, frla.org. But, you know, when you can get 2.5 times your average monthly payroll and have it as a grant and not a loan that you have to pay back, it's money waiting for you. Now, I was on a national call today, and that money is going to run out. There's no question. We all knew that. However, they're working now on what we call the 3.5, which will bridge some additional funding. So our members and many other small businesses can continue to get their applications in and receive funding.
Mm-hmm. Carol, my dad operated a small little cafe for about 30 years, and I know how thin the margins can be.
Yeah.
How much longer until we start seeing a lot of headlines of mass foreclosures and mass business failures?
Yeah. We're very worried about that. You know, we certainly no state wants to see the mass closures. I mean, we're right here on the tip of our tourism industry, our height of our season with summer around the corner. And we do not need to see, it doesn't do anybody any good for things to start foreclosing. Right now we're trying to work on getting commercial loans that where we cannot have evictions. We have it now for residential. You cannot be evicted in your residence. You cannot have your utilities cut off. Mm-hmm. We're working to have that same policy extended to our commercial properties. We need to let these people have more time. Get the backlog in the paperwork is just massive. Mm-hmm. So we need to give them the time to get the money in the door and get the staff hired back. It's not something you can just do overnight. In some of my members' cases, they've told me it will take them over 2 weeks just to ramp up their kitchens, get their food supplies ordered, get them in the door. So this is not, you don't flip a switch to turn the economic engine of Florida back on.
My guest has been Carol Dover. She's president and CEO of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. Carol, we just have a few seconds left. You've already given me your assessment of how your governor has done. Can you give me your assessment of how President Trump has done regarding the coronavirus pandemic?
I think he's done an excellent job. Mm-hmm. I like the way he's balanced the allowing the governors to, they know their state, to do what they need to do, but yet also realizing in some cases, you know, he has to lay down certain policies. And, you know, he's done a very good job. What president ever was dealt a card like this? And So there was no playbook. Nobody left him the playbook. And I'm proud of the way he's handled this.
Well, Carol Dover, pandemic. President and CEO of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry, for having me.
You got it. Now, our friends and partners at Job Creators Network want to hear from you and about how these government lockdowns have affected you. If you own a small business or work for one, go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com right now. Share your stories. Let them know how they can advocate for you. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com because our small businesses are too big to fail. Now, spring and